So, why don't we speak about karma and about karma yoga, which is what Krishna demonstrated as a karma yogi? Actually, there are certain things which people are anyway going to do. So, bodily functions, bodily maintenance, this is something which everyone is going to do. Because we are driven by our body nature to do that. You know, an animal, a she-cat, does not need a lesson on karma yoga to take care of her kittens. A lioness, a bird, mother bird, does not need any lessons on karma yoga to arrange for food for her babies, for baby birdlets. So, as far as the biological functions are concerned, in today's world, we may do it in more complicated ways. Animals just go and search for food. We actually get a big education, get a degree, get a job, and through that we get money, and using the money we get food. So the whole process is much more complicated, but essentially we are doing the same thing. So the karma, what in terms of acting for bodily maintenance, that is something which we'll just do by our biological nature. So there is no specific need for instruction in that. The instruction is not needed for karma, it is needed for yoga. How to make our karma into yoga? And the yoga happens by connection with God. Krishna says, Swakarmanatam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manava. By your work, worship Him. Thus, you will attain perfection. Now, some people translate this, Krishna's words are very specific. By your work, worship Him. Some people translate this as work is worship. Now, work is worship is a good moral principle for infusing people with the mood of dignity of labor, equality of all work. But work is worship is not a spiritual principle. Because if work were worship, then the donkey would be the greatest worshipper. The donkey works so hard. So work can be done as a worship. By our work, we can worship the Lord. That is what the Bhagavad Gita is saying. Now, how can we worship the Lord with our work? For that, we have to cultivate a mood of devotion for the Lord. So Arjuna is a warrior, he would anyway have fought the war. But Krishna, by speaking the Bhagavad Gita, enlightened Arjuna about how he can do his work in a mood of devotion. Karma Yoga and Bhakti Yoga are very similar. The yoga aspect is common. In Karma Yoga, the focus is on the action. In Bhakti Yoga, the focus is on the intention. The intention is to serve the Lord. In Karma Yoga, basically, we do what we like to do and we offer it to the Lord. In Bhakti Yoga, we do what the Lord wants to do for His pleasure. So, but essentially, they are quite similar in terms of what is to be done. So actually, what we need more is not the instruction to do our work. That people are anyway going to do. What we need is the instruction of how to spiritualize our work. How to do that in the mood of yoga. And that has three aspects to it. First is that we need exclusive time for yoga. We need exclusive time for connecting with Krishna through our sadhana, through our varsh puja. By this, our heart becomes connected with Krishna. And only when our heart is connected with Krishna, then after that, when we do our work, whether it is our family responsibilities, whether our professional responsibilities, we can do them in a mood of service to Krishna. Otherwise, it's just a sentiment. I think, oh, I'm sab kuch main Bhagwan ke liye kar raha hu. But actually, you know, if there is nothing actually, how much time do I thinking of God? How much are we devoting to God? It may just be a sentiment. It's a good sentiment to have, but it won't lead to much transformation. It won't lead to much spiritual growth. So there has to be exclusive time for devotion to God. Then after that, we can take that and infuse a mood of devotion in our work. So before doing the work, we pray to Krishna. After doing the work, we thank Krishna for the opportunity to do that work. And we observe Narayana eti samarpayami, as the famous verse says that kayena vacha manasendriya irva. Whatever I am doing with my body, mind, senses, intelligence, buddhyatmana, whatever I am doing, all of it I offer it to Narayana. That mood has to be cultivated to direct bhakti. And then also there is the offering of the fruits to Krishna. When we offer the fruits to Krishna through charity, then what happens is that which is in our heart. See, the whole mood is that we want to offer our heart to Krishna. But our heart is filled with so many other things of this world. So then if we can't offer our heart to Krishna, we offer what is in our heart to Krishna. So what is in our heart is the fruits that we want. The attachment to money is there. So we offer that to Krishna, a part of that to Krishna. Then what happens? Krishna gets a place in our heart. So this way, if we see Krishna's example, Krishna teaches the Bhagavad Gita, and what he exemplifies to the Bhagavad Gita, what he emphasizes in the Bhagavad Gita is Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. So the whole purpose of the message of the Bhagavad Gita is not just to do karma. It is to do it in the mood of yoga. And that's why when we speak, our focus is people are anyway going to do karma, but how to transform that into yoga. That is the focus of our classes. Thank you. Yes, Mother, you had a question?